Mornings on ABC Radio Canberra.
You may have been listening this morning on Breakfast with myself and Lish Fayer when Professor Mark Kenny was talking about his suggestion, his idea of a permanent memorial to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and culture, the oldest living culture in the world, tens of thousands of years. It's been here in Australia. So, is a permanent monument what Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people want in Canberra? What form should it take? Craig Ritchie is the CEO of IATSIS and is with us on Mornings to talk further to this. Craig Ritchie, really appreciate your time and thank you for it.
G'day, Adam. How are you going?
Does this proposal from Professor Mark Kenny have merit in your view?
Well, I think it does. I think we need to be a little careful about the language that we use. Memorials and the word memorial and the word monument tend to give us a backward look, and that's not always what it is that that we need. So at IATSIS, we've been quietly developing a proposal, a project called the Ngurra Project, N-G-U-R-R-A. Mm-hmm. That's a word in Ngunnawal and many other Indigenous languages for camp or home or place, and really pushing the idea of a national Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural precinct in that part of the national capital that tells our institutional history, our institutional story, if you like, in the parliamentary zone. So it really, we really welcome Mark's contribution and his advocacy for some kind of national place that speaks to not just the past, but speaks to the ongoing place that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people play in our nation.
Mm. What is, with regards to the proposal IATSIS has been working away on, what are the key priorities that it really should show all Australians in your view?
Well, as you know, Adam, the history of this country is 65,000 years old, and the way we express it at IATSIS is the first story of Australia isn't about convicts and colonies. It's an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander story. And what we want to do is we want to give all Australians access to the full history of our country that stretches back those millennia before the arrival of the British in the 18th century. But so our proposal is for a precinct that is home to two things. The first is a national resting place for repatriated ancestral remains that come back from overseas institutions and for a variety of reasons can't immediately return to their own country. And we think that there should be a national place that cares for them in a respectful and culturally appropriate way, but also is part of a storytelling setup. And the other part of this precinct should be a national Indigenous knowledges and cultural centre. That is a place of engagement and two-way learning and really transformational telling of the story of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australia. And so I saw in the Canberra Times article that Professor Kenny was advocating something along the lines of an art and culture facility. Look, we're not poles apart on this. I think we're all picking up something that's a kind of a bit of the zeitgeist at the moment, that this notion of positive, proactive storytelling representation of First Nations presence in Australia is an idea whose time has come.
That has prominence as well. That is in a place where all Australians Absolutely. Will see it, will be unable to walk past and just pretend they don't know.
Absolutely. I think visibility is the key here. Because, you know, there's a part of our city, as I mentioned, the parliamentary zone, where you go there and you can, in a sense, see in the institutions the story of the nation, but you can only see the story of the nation from 1788. Mm. And so what we're about is adding to that a real visible, iconic manifestation of First Nations people. Yes, our past and the story so far, but really the living, vibrant, alive presence of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in 21st century Australia.
Craig Ritchie is our guest. He's the CEO of IATSIS. Adam Shirley with you on Mornings, and thank you for some of your thoughts, your correspondence on this concept, on this plan for a national centre of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history, learning, culture and the future that this oldest living culture in the world has in this country. Craig Ritchie, importantly, how should it be designed and who should be at the centre of designing it and delivering it?
Well, obviously, this needs to be built from, say, the ground up, but designed from a set of first principles that draw from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and values. And so that means you need Indigenous people right at the core and at the forefront of this. IATSIS is the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Cultural Institution, has a role and a responsibility. We currently care for the largest collection of its type in the world related to our history and cultures.
Would you be keen to play a key role?
Absolutely, absolutely. We see ourselves right in a sense in the driving seat, but also in the facilitating role of bringing in the right voices and connecting with people, so that what you've got is something that speaks to the nation from us. We're not trying to then retrofit, if you like, a non-Indigenous facility with, in a sense, black eyes. We're really building from the get-go on First Nations principles and perspectives.
How much potential power would it have, could it have, Craig Ritchie, in telling the story and then leading to better results, outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
Oh, look, I think that's unquestionable, Adam. This would be an extremely powerful and, in fact, a powerful nation-building initiative, because it's about being honest, it's about telling the truth. And I did catch the end of your conversation with Professor Kenny, where he talked about the way in which the German nation has confronted its past, particularly its past in the mid-20th century, and is better for it. Unquestionably, we're a better country for being able to confront the truth of our history, the pleasant truths and the unpleasant. And so this has a really powerful potential to be part of, building the Australia that we want to be. Looking forward, as a former chair of IATSIS, Professor Michael McDaniel used to say, helping all Australians reimagine what it is to be Australian in the 21st century with indigeneity at the core of that.
Briefly, you mentioned IATSIS is already working on a concept, a whole of concept. It has been for some time. A texter said early, Professor Mark McKenna of Sydney University, Professor Mark McKenna had made a similar proposal in a quarterly essay in 2017. Are there enough building blocks in place in the works already that this could be launched with the right will and money almost immediately?
Well, look, there's a bit of design work to do, but I think the in terms of the building blocks of the concept, absolutely. And as I said before, I think this is an idea whose time has come, and there's just something, don't be too spooky about it, there's just something in the air at the moment that tells us that this is what our country needs, particularly as we emerge from one of the toughest years, I think, certainly in my living memory, that the country has faced. This is a positive, powerful initiative, and I think the building blocks are there. We've done a significant amount of work, particularly over the last 12 months, on the resting place component. And that's now in the hands of government for their consideration. We're at a place where I think we can start to move forward pretty quickly.
It is always excellent to draw on your knowledge and your perspective, Craig Ritchie. Thank you for it on Mornings Today.
Good on you, Adam. Thanks.
Craig Ritchie, CEO of IATSIS. And he says, and many seem to say as well, thank you for these texts, this idea's time has come and is due.
Mornings on ABC Radio Canberra.